thankful to that kind of a God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I talked about cultivating a heart of repentance last week. Well, I'm talking about cultivating a heart of thanksgiving. Do you have a heart of thanksgiving? I don't care what your situation is, how bad you feel life has been to you. You've got to be thankful that Christ came and died for you and that you're going to spend eternity with him in heaven. How do we cultivate that? Give me some more time. Give me another moment. Consider what God has given you. Give thanks with a joyful heart because he has given Jesus Christ, his son. There's no greater gift could be given than the person of Jesus Christ for you. Nothing greater than acknowledge who it is that has given that. It is God Almighty that came and died for you. This is not some of the run-of-the-mill man. This is the Lord, the creator of heaven and earth, that has come for you and died for you. Acknowledge that in everything you do. And they said David was a wall to us. God is a wall to you. I have no idea how many mishaps I should have run into, how many threats, how many temptations that God has spared me from and kept me from avenging myself or shedding blood or done some worse thing. But God has been a wall to me. He's been a wall to me. And I thank him for that blessing, for that grace, for that mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You have to yield to the Spirit of God as he leads you into thanksgiving. You said you want to see the glory of the Lord? You know when you will begin to see the glory of the Lord? When you have a thankful heart. When your heart is so thankful for the God that has given you so much that it can't be contained, it will explode from you. And thanksgiving will burst forth and the glory of the Lord will be seen in the midst of this house. It's the Spirit of God that is moving with us. Act upon that thanksgiving that God has placed within your heart. I believe that as you continue in that kind of thanksgiving, your heart will be conditioned to be a heart that gives praise and thanksgiving in every situation. You will no longer be that complainer, no longer that miserable person. I see so many Christians that are miserable. It breaks my heart. I am a happy man because of what Christ has done for me. I'm a happy man. I rejoice in the Lord. I believe that every blessing of God, every spiritual quality will be opened up to you as you begin to be thankful to the God of your salvation. Thank you, Lord, for where I am right this second. Thank you for right here because you have brought me to this place. And it is this place that I am in that has brought me to a place of worship and of praise and of salvation. Hallelujah to my God. Thank the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll find a reason to be thankful even in the midst of those difficulties because you know in your heart, what has passed has been God bringing you to this place. What has happened is Christ is with you. And what will happen in the future in eternity will be God will lead you. And in the ages to come, he will show his exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards you through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. This is more than just standing up and listing blessings that God has given me. This is having a heart that is transformed, that walks around thanks, full of thankfulness, whether it says a word or not. I love when Samuel anointed Saul, the first king. He said, after I anoint you, the Spirit of the Lord is going to come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy and with them that are prophesying, and thou shalt be turned into another man, the Bible says. And then he said, and let it be when these signs are come in unto thee that thou do as the occasion serve thee. Some people want to know how to walk in the Spirit. They should do certain things. You don't have to do anything. When the Spirit of God is moving you and you are filled with the Spirit, just present yourself before the Lord and he will open the door. And whatever presents itself to you, do it as unto God, and that will be your walk in the Spirit. He will lead you. He will guide you. Hallelujah for that God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I thank God Almighty for his love for us. Oh, as I said before, our thanksgiving must begin and end with Jesus Christ. Every good and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights. And what greater gift could ever have been given us than the person of Jesus Christ? He is the greatest gift. Now I ask you again, do we have people that are thankful out there? Well, then let's give thanks to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for salvation. Thank you for your sanctification. Thank you for your presence with us. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you honor and praise. Hallelujah. May the blessings of Christ rest upon us and the thanksgiving be showered upon you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.